could be gone in hours. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That suspected Chinese spy balloon wafting over the U.S. Meteorologists tracking it say it could cross over the Carolina coastline and sail out over the Atlantic sometime today. The administration still being criticized for not taking it down. Montana's Governor Greg Gianforte.
If it was up to Montanans, this thing would have been taken out of the sky the moment it entered our sovereign airspace.
Governor Gianforte says he wasn't notified about the balloon until after it had been over his state for hours. The Pentagon says they're now tracking a second suspected Chinese balloon spotted yesterday over Latin America. China insists they are private weather balloons that drifted off course. The administration will offer key leaders of Congress a security briefing, but not until next week. President Biden still not talking about the balloon. Friday, preferring to talk about jobs numbers.
On the heels of a positive January jobs report, President Joe Biden addressed members of the Democratic National Committee at their winter meeting in Philadelphia.
Strongest 2 years of growth in history by a long shot. 3.4% unemployment, the lowest in 54 years.
He also promised to build on the accomplishments of his first 2 years.
I intend to get it done, more done. So let me ask you a simple question. Are you with me?
The president heads to Camp David ahead of Tuesday's State of the Union address, then has planned trips to Wisconsin and Florida next week.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Frigid cold this morning in the Northeast. It's minus 9 in Boston, 12 below in Albany. Burlington, Vermont at negative 14. The wind chill factor is approaching 40 below. Derek Schroeder at the National Weather Service says that's dangerous cold.
Once the wind chill drops below minus 30 degrees, frostbite can set in on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes.
Temperatures will begin to moderate when the wind subsides starting this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A sixth Memphis police officer involved in the Tyree Nichols case has been fired.
The Memphis Police Department reveals it is departmentally charged and terminated Preston Hemphill, a white officer who confronted Tyree Nichols during the traffic stop that led to his death. Explaining the 29-year-old officer violated multiple department policies, including allegedly deploying his taser during the confrontation. Five other officers who are black, seen in body cam footage beating and pepper spraying the 29-year-old black motorist, were fired and charged with second-degree murder. The department goes on to say this is an ongoing administrative investigation and multiple officers are under investigation for departmental policy violations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
California is ending its vaccine requirement for school children.
Governor Gavin Newsom originally announced in 2021 that all of California's nearly 7 million school children would need to be vaccinated against COVID. Since then, COVID's impact isn't as deadly as it once was, and the state's Department of Public Health confirmed it's backing off that requirement. But they did issue a statement Friday saying they still recommend COVID immunization. Just about all pandemic restrictions ordered by Newsom have already been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of February. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Pope Francis Saturday consoling the long-suffering people of South Sudan during his first full day in a country on the first ever papal visit there. The Holy Father highlighting in a particular the plight of the South Sudanese women, half of whom are married before age 18, are subject to rampant sexual violence, and then face the world's highest maternal mortality rate. At least 13 people reported dead as of Friday night, the result of more than 150 wildfires in Chile. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.